first person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Jason Scores reminds us that change requires generosity.
America is undergoing a profound shift in the balance of power. White supremacy, which is the core ideology in this country, is finally coming to an end. Black and brown and indigenous people's power is growing in addition to the voices of women, atheists, and gay, lesbian, and transgender people. This shift in power is incredibly threatening to many white people, especially white Christian men. The resentment against the end of white supremacy explains the Trump phenomenon and the modern GOP almost perfectly. It's all about maintaining white power, particularly the power of white plutocrats. The road ahead is going to be tough, with lots of ups and downs, but one way to make it easier is for people to be more generous, especially from those who may be more woke than others. Change is hard, and even many committed liberals have a difficult time knowing what types of language is best suited for a current moment, what pronouns are most appropriate, and whether a given joke is acceptable or not. We should never tolerate overt racism, sexism, or any type of bigotry, but there are many millions of well-intentioned people who want to do the right thing if approached with courtesy and respect. These are certainly traits we can use more of in this society. So let's all push for a speedy end to white supremacy, but in the process, let's be generous with those who may have trouble keeping pace with the cultural and social changes of the day. Let's all model the change that we want. I'm Jason Scores.
Jason Scores teaches public policy in the Monterey Bay area. If you have an opinion to share, send it to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.